day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI's Daily News Show, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Bill Jaron, who is a teacher at Massey Vanier High School, about the Eastern Township School Board upcoming music festival, which is going on its 10th year. Bill, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for chatting with CIDI about the Eastern Township School Board upcoming music festival. I really appreciate your time.
Well, all the teachers and all the students and all the musicians that are part of this great festival, thank you as well.
So the ETSB's annual music festival has actually been on hold for the last couple of years, but it's officially back and everyone's super excited. From my understanding, you've been heavily involved in the event, from helping set up the stage and whatever else the schools and students may need. How excited are you for the event to be back? You must be looking forward to it, especially since it's taking place at Massey Vanier High School, where you happen to teach.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, COVID put us on hold, and we still continue to make music throughout those years to the best that we could. Now we're back, and we did 9 years of festivals. The majority of them happened in the Massey Vanier Auditorium. Schools traveled here to perform during that day. And this turns out to be our 10th festival, our 10-year anniversary, even though it was on hold for a couple of years, and now we have 10 schools participating on our 10th anniversary, so it's super exciting. I have 5 levels of music, and each level has a band, and they'll all be performing, and then there are 9 other schools that are bringing choirs and bands, and there'll be all kinds of music, and our theme, because we always have a theme for our United Music Festival, is music from around the world.
Okay, so you're choosing, so I'm sure that the songs that have been chosen are from a little bit everywhere.
Absolutely. Canada is represented many times, for my groups anyway. We always have some international students here at Massey Vanier. So in my secondary 4 band, I have a young lady from Germany, and she'll be singing a song by a woman named Sarah Connor, who's German, and she'll be singing in German. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have multiple languages, Spanish, German, French, English, to represent the music from around the world.
Wow. Now, from my understanding, this involves, like you mentioned, 10 schools are involved. So this requires a large number of students. Do you know how many students normally participate? And do you know how many are involved this year?
Well, actually, I didn't do the math, but I have a map in front of me. I'm going to estimate just under 300 people. Wow. So it's big. And what we do with the festival every year, we have individual performances by each of the schools. And then at the end, we all come together, all 300 students fill this stage, and we have a couple of bands play our common songs. And this year, we've chosen 2 songs from different parts of the world. We're doing La Bamba by Richard Gallins, and we're doing 3 Little Birds by Bob Marley. So both Mexico and Jamaica are represented.
So essentially, each school picks a song or a set that they want to perform, and then they perform it for the public, and then you come together at the end to do one huge performance?
Yeah, 2 huge performances. Yeah, okay. But correct, those 2 songs. So every school has been, over the last few months, learning the vocals to each of those songs. And we have been here at our school. My bands will be supporting those vocalists with live music. And we'll finish off the festival with 300 voices in unison.
Yeah, that's what I was told by the communications person for the ETSB, Holly Bailey. She mentioned how your students will be the accompaniment for the 2 songs. This must be such an exciting time for your students to be involved in this event.
Well, I'm trying to make it exciting for them. Absolutely, I'm excited. They have a lot of responsibilities as students. They have all their other subjects. They have part-time jobs, and so it's one of the many things that they're doing, and they're doing it very well. And they are excited, and we're looking forward to the day. There's obviously still a lot of setup yet to come, because the day before the festival, or I should say the weekend before the festival, there's all the lighting, the sound installation, building of risers, hanging of decor, movement of instruments up into the auditorium, plugging everything together and being ready for Monday morning when all the schools arrive.
And this is all set up and coordinated by teachers and volunteers, this event?
Yeah, well, every school has their own music teacher who is working with the students to be prepared on that level. I think many of the schools that arrive will have some parent volunteers or other staff that will corral the children and keep them engaged while they're not performing. And here at this part of the school, I take care of the technical side, because it's up on our auditorium stage. But there are a lot of moving parts, and a lot of people are participating. Tracy Rivette at Sherbrooke Elementary is a big part of our success. She helps with all the organization leading up to the festival. We have a small committee of people, and Tracy and I have been two of the people that have been a part of this since its inception. So we're a bit of a well-oiled machine, but there's always questions left until the last minute. But what's wonderful is that when you do live performances, it always comes together magically in the moment, and it's perfection.
Yes. Now, what I'm curious, and I'm sure other people who are curious who may not have heard of the ETSB's music festival, what is the goal with the ETSB's music festival exactly? What do you hope that students take from it?
A love of music, a love of live performance, a love of working hard, rehearsing, and being prepared individually, and being cooperative as a band, in a harmonious, joyous performance, to then hopefully continue throughout their life with a love of music, both playing it, listening to it, and attending live performances. Since we were without so many live performances over the last few years, I myself have been out a few times now to see some live concerts, and it is just amazing to be among people and to all share in the experience of music. And so I hope all my students and all the students involved see and experience this festival and continue their musical journey, both as a performer and as a lover of music.
Now, for those who might be interested in attending this event, how can they go about doing so? Is it open to the public? Do people just pop in? How does that work exactly?
On the day, which is April 24th, in the Massé-Vanier Auditorium, the show will begin at 12 noon and will run until approximately 1:30 p.m. The admission is free of charge. You just arrive at the school and navigate your way to the auditorium. There is a large section of the auditorium reserved for audience members, and everyone is welcome to come, both community members, parents, board members, journalists, everyone, and to enjoy the many performances all the way from kindergarten right up to secondary five, and there will be an incredible variety of music, and it's a wonderful celebration. We encourage our community to come out and support these young musicians.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bill. Those are all the questions that I had for you about the event. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions.
Well, I just wanted to say that there are many, of all the many schools that are participating, we have St. Francis, Richmond Regional, Sawyerville, Waterloo, Farnham, Drummondville Heroes, Cookshire, Sherbrooke Elementary, and Massé-Vanier High School. So that reaches a lot of the community in our region, and therefore I think I hope there will be a really nice community of audience members to support the community of musicians that are participating in the United in Music Festival's 10th anniversary performance.
Well, thank you so much again, Bill. I really appreciate your taking your time out of your day to do that. I know that you're busy at school and all. I really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you too, and have a great day.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.